Blog Talk Radio. Care for them. So the fact that this officer was working there in a school, or he was summoned to the school to deal with disobedient children, he had to have understood that they were children. Somewhere along the line, he had to have been trained in how to handle children. And even if he was not trained, he still should know. Like I said, I don't have a degree in education, but I'm able to sub and I'm able to teach children. And I'm also knowing that there's limitations when you're dealing with a child. And not only do we know that, the law has made it a point in the last maybe 20 years to let us know that you're not to put your hands on children, even if you brought those children into the world, even if you are these children's parents, you cannot put your hands on them. Now, mind you, if we saw a tape of a parent, a father, that loves children, but did not like the way in which the child was being disobedient toward him, if the father, just say for instance, if the father would have walked into the classroom and said, okay, the teacher told you to get up, the principal told you to get up, and now you won't get up. What is your problem? And she still sat there and would not remove herself. And the father reacted in the same manner as the police did. What do you think would have happened? Most likely, the teacher, the principal standing there, would have grabbed the father and tried to control the father, would have told the father, oh, no, you can't do that in here, you can't do that, or would have tried to protect the child. What do you bet that would have happened? But oh, no, 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 because here we are again, back to the same old problem, the guys in blue uniforms. Because of this uniform, it makes some people just forget about all the laws and all the rules. It made that principal standing there in that classroom just forget about all the laws and all the rules that apply to children. It made all the administrators there forget about the laws that apply to this child. And what about those other students in there? What do we do when a social worker goes to a home and they see where the child has been neglected or abused like that and there's other children in that home, don't they remove all those children for fear that other things may happen to them or the same thing may happen to them? Those children are witnesses. How many times do we see or hear of children that have witnessed their parents or their other siblings being abused and they grow up to abuse people or they grow up to addicts of some type of sort? How many times do we witness this trauma that happens to these children because they see trauma? And no one's talking about this. Those children in that classroom, all except for maybe one or two, just sat there as if they were either used to it or they were so afraid that it was going to happen to them that they didn't know what to do. That's trauma. Either way it goes, it's trauma. And it's sad when we see this. One young lady decided to do something about it, but then she was arrested. Now, both of these young ladies, the one that was abused and the one that stood up for her, have been arrested and have charges that the chief says he's not going to dismiss. So as they go on with their education that we know is very important, how are they going to handle this on their record? But more than anything, how are all of us going to handle this? This is the 21st century here in America. I'm going to read to you the definition of child abuse and neglect according to the federal law. It says, federal legislation provides guidance to states by identifying a minimum set of acts or behaviors that define child abuse and neglect. The Federal Child Abuse Prevention and Treatment Act, which is the CAPTA, and it's 42 U.S.C.A. 5106G, as amended by the CAPTA Reauthorization Act of 2010, defines child abuse and neglect as, at minimum, any recent act or failure to act on the part of a parent or caretaker which results in death, serious physical or emotional harm, sexual abuse, or exploitation, or an act or failure to act which presents an imminent risk of serious harm. This definition of child abuse and neglect refers specifically to parents and other caregivers. A child under this definition generally means a person who is younger than age 18 or who is not an emancipated minor or who is not an emancipated minor. Sorry about that. Now, let's break this down, okay? This is the law. The law. So, it encompasses serious physical or emotional harm. And I would like to say this child, more than anybody, went through an emotional trauma, emotional harm. And now they're saying that she has a cast on her arm. And I'm sure they're trying to say she said she was okay when this happened and they checked her out. But now she's lawyered up and they're trying to say that she has injuries. Well, she probably had injuries all along, but we all know what happens with a child when they've been traumatized by someone, and then the same people that were there to traumatize them are going to ask them, are they okay? And of course they're going to say they're okay. Of course she's going to tell them she's okay. She's a child. But I'm pretty sure once they got her evaluated by a doctor, which they should have, not only by a medical doctor, but by a psychiatrist and a social worker and all the other people that need to talk with this child and analyze her, I'm pretty sure they're going to find that she has other injuries as well, as psychological injuries. Because if you watch the video, you see that she didn't just politely fall back. He threw her back to the floor inside this hard desk. And we all know what type of desk they are. We've all sat in those type of desks at one point in time in our lives. And for the desk to hit the floor the way it did, we all saw this. And we know that there's no way she did not have any injuries. Now, mind you, they may not have surfaced to the next day, even if it's just her back being sore, or she could have had a sprain in her back or in her neck, or she could have scar tissue. We don't know that. To say it isn't so. But mind you, once again, if this were anyone else, her parents, anyone, the teacher, anyone, who would have done this to this child, they would have been behind the jail right now, and charges would have been brought to them immediately. And this is sad, because we're standing here today in 2015 talking about this. And this, a young female child, we walk around, we tell people not hit our children. We tell teachers they cannot hit our children. We walk around. We tell boys not to ever hit a girl, no matter what she does to you. We walk around. We tell men, no matter what the girl, the lady does to you, she can put her finger in your face, she can hit you. You don't hit her back. You know, there was one time when Whoopi was defending a situation on The View about this elevator fight that this football player had with his fiance at the time. And she was not defending him, but saying, everybody was saying how the lady hit him first, and you can't just hit a man like that. And everybody got on her case. The whole place was in a rage. And remember, the guy, he got it suspended from this team. The NFL suspended him because he hit this lady. And how they said he knocked her around and how she could have been hurt seriously from this. And they got upset because she went on to marry him. And then you have the case of Chris Brown and Rihanna and how they're still talking about this till this day. You have countries like Australia and other places, New Zealand, that don't want Chris Brown to come and perform there because of this case that happened with him hitting Rihanna. And to this day, they're still talking about it and how wrong he was. And mind you, he was 19 at the time. But here we have this person in the blue uniform, and he decides because this child is not doing what he asked her to do or the other teachers to do, that he's just going to take it into his own hands and throw her across the room. He literally picked her up and threw her across the room. And people are saying she deserved it. Some people are saying she deserved it. This is a little girl. So how are we making sense of this? What are we telling our children when they watch this? What are we telling our sons when we've taught them never hit a girl, no matter what? And they're saying, but mom, she did this. She did this. It doesn't matter. You don't hit her. You go and tell an adult. Isn't that what they say? Well, mind you, if you go and tell the adult, this officer, and this is what he does, then we're living in a sad situation here. But this is the second time we've seen this within less than 6 months. The first time was at the pool party in Texas, as I talked about earlier. And we don't know what had become of this. We know that the officer was not fired. Nobody has given us any updates about the case. What's really going on? The child was sitting there in the grass yelling that she wanted her mother. But this police officer took it upon himself to drag her by the hair and throw her down into the grass. And nobody's talking about this. They're treating our girls like they're rag dolls. Our black young girls like they're rag dolls. What kind of person does that to a child? What kind of anger must live inside that person that they have to do that to a child? And then they continue to stand up every day and put this uniform on? Now, mind you, if a soldier was in another country defending our country, and there was a female child that was not doing what they thought they needed to do, if that soldier decided to tackle that child, oh, you better believe the United States would have something to answer to. The UN would be the first place that would investigate. And a soldier's trained not to do that. This is a child. But here we have in our own country, once again, as I say, it all continues, the man in blue. Why do we give them so much power? Why do we give them so much clout? Why? Where does this come from? I don't understand why we're not screaming right now as a country, while we're not screaming and shouting and marching country. Mind you, yes, the chief of South Carolina fired the cop today. Yes, he did. But that's not all we need. We need everybody out there explaining to the people on the blogs, to the people on CNN and other news shows and media outlets saying, oh, she deserved it. There's nothing she could have done to deserve that. Nothing. Even if she would have punched him. Like I said, if anyone else would have done that, they would have been under the jail. Even if she would have punched the person, you don't hit a female. You don't. There was no need for him to physically abuse that child in the manner that he did. We just witnessed the Eric Garner chokehold. We know that they're not allowed. But this is a child in a school. Now, mind you, I know, like I said, I taught school. And sometimes it's hard for us to understand that these are children because they act so grown and they want to be so grown. But they're not. And I have to challenge myself to say, okay, Terry, what were you doing at that age? How are you acting at that age? I definitely didn't know everything. I definitely didn't understand some of the repercussions to my actions. But no, I was not a bad child, but I made mistakes. We all have made mistakes. We get in trouble at school. We've all been there. We've done things because you don't know. You test the waters. That's what being a teenager is all about. That's what growing up is all about, testing the waters, because you're going through growing pains. And you're going through things you've never been through. So how do you know if I do that, that's going to happen? Yeah, they tell you. But sometimes in life, you're going to do things for yourself, to test the waters for yourself. So for whatever reason, this person in the blue uniform wasn't thinking about that. All he was thinking about was he was going to go in there and do whatever by any means necessary to get her out of there. And he didn't walk in there like this was his first time and he didn't know what to do. He walked in there, moved the desk out the way, took her laptop off the desk, moved the other desk. He knew exactly what he was going to do. And they ought to get him on premeditated. Because that's what it was, premeditated abuse. The other children knew what was going to happen. He knew. So this is not his first time. And then the chief tries to say he doesn't know about him having this nickname where he's known as the tackler, tackle man or something, because he's a football coach as well. This was a routine in this man's head. He did it too easy, without thought. And there's only two ways we can take it. You can say, oh, he's never done that before. And if he's never done that before, then why would he do it that time? Or you can say, he does it all the time. Either way it goes, it doesn't make it right. Whatever reason he had in his head, whatever justification he thought he had, he broke the law. He put his hand on a child that was sitting there, mind you, sitting there. This child was not acting out physically. This child was not jumping around. This child was sitting in her desk, a female child. But here we are, we live in a time where they send Michael Vick to jail for, what, 18 months for abusing animals and killing animals. But the man in blue, they abuse and kill us all the time. And most of them just get a slap on the wrist and they set up a GoFund and they collect a lot of money. That's basically what happens. Or they get a lot of money from, I call it an early retirement or a long vacation. And it's our tax money. And this is sad. It's very sad what's going on in this country right now. And these children and what they must think when they have to live like this and they have to go to school like this. I'll say it again, it does not matter how they act. It does not matter because, see, the law said that we can't hit our children. The law said that the school can't hit your children. The law said if we discipline our children with force, we are breaking the law. We're not to do that, and we're dealing with our children every day. And sometimes parents get tired because nowadays you got to work long hours, more than one job, most parents. And when they get home, they don't want to deal with a child that's not behaving well. So we're more short-tempered now than ever before. But the laws are stricter now than they've ever been before. But stricter for who? The person that brought you into this world and gave you life? Or this person that puts on a uniform and decides to say, hey, I'm going to be the big bad man today? This is the society that we live in. And this is the world that we've created for our children. This is what they go through every day. Not only do they have to deal with the wars on the street, but when they get to school, they got to deal with those wars. They got to go home and deal with things. So everywhere they go, they got to deal with some type of stress that at that age, they should never have to encounter. Never. The trauma that they go through at that age. And then we wonder why they're always thinking that they're so grown, that they're so old in the mind and they can handle things. Because the world that they live in here in this country that we call America has set it up to where they have to tell themselves that in order to survive. And it's sad. It's really sad watching that video. I just don't know what to say. Like I said earlier, I thought I had seen it all. With the young child at the pool party, her name, Dejaria Becton, the pool party in Texas. That was horrific. And nobody screaming about that. And now, this child was thrown around in a desk, a hard desk. And she was thrown around like a piece of meat that's just been chopped up and thrown over to the batch. Next. I challenge each and one of you every week to please, we gotta wake up. We gotta be about change. We gotta do things to make it change for our children. We have to. We can't sit on the sidelines anymore and say nothing and do nothing. We just saw what happened. We all should be screaming because this abuse has to stop. If they don't care about our young girls, what does that say? If they don't care about our children, what does that say about our future? You know, I saw a guy on the news today trying to get Canada to take him in because he says America's mistreating him because he's a black man. And some laughed at that. And that's real talk. Real talk. We look at other countries and we see them running and trying to go to other places to get away from the way they're being treated. What about our children? What about our people here? We can't cross the border. Where are we going to go? What are we going to do? So as I say every week, John 8:32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I challenge you to stay true and be blessed and learn your truth. But more than anything, be about it. Live that truth. Don't live in fear. Live in truth, because that way you'll be free. The truth will set you free. It's painful, but the pain doesn't last forever. The pain doesn't go on for years and years and years, like this here pain.
Morning light, silken dream, take life. the darkness gives way to the dawn. You survived, now your moment has arrived. Now your dream has finally